Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Breeden. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Cox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguillan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruse. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jerry Ruse. And now, play ball. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley takes first base on ball four. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Foley goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Expos. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Torres scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stennett for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball four. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruse fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker bunts towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel hits a line drive into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Davis reaches second base with a double. Foley moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bailey is walked intentionally. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0 for 1 in the game. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0 for 2 in the game. Manguel bunts towards the mound. Ruiz juggles the ball. That's an error on Ruiz. Torres moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foley bunts towards the mound. Ruiz fields it and throws to first for the out. Torres moves to third. Manguel moves to second. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey is walked intentionally. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeden hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bailey. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker takes first base on ball 4. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Stargell moves to third. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parrish moves to second. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. Cox moves to second. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-2 in the game. Manguel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Breeden settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruiz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 0-for-2 in the game. Stennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Breeden juggles the ball. That's an error on Breeden. Stennett moves to third. Hebner moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis bunts towards first. Kirkpatrick juggles the ball. That's an error on Kirkpatrick. Foley moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Foley is safe. Foley moves to third. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 0 for 3 in the game. Breeden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foley scores. Davis scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Expos. John Moreland now pitching. Larry Lintz pinch runs for Bob Bailey. Tony Scott pinch runs for Hal Breeden. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Parrish bunts towards the mound. Moreland fields it and throws to first for the out. Lintz moves to third. Scott moves to second. One out. Ron Fairley pinch hits for Jim Cox. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is walked intentionally. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Larry Lintz now playing second base. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Tony Scott now playing right field. Pepe Manguel now playing left field. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanguillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sanguillan moves to second. Richie Zisk pinch hits for Frank Tavares. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Sanguillan moves to third. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Paul Popovich pinch hits for John Moreland. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sanguillan scores. Kirkpatrick scores. Zisk moves to second. It's 4-2, Expos. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Barry Foote now catching. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zisk scores. Popovich moves to second. It's 4-3, Expos. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Popovich scores. Stennett moves to third. It's Expos, 4, Pirates, 4. Dale Murray now pitching. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stennett scores. Hebner moves to second. It's 5-4, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Richie Zisk now playing right field. Dave Parker now playing left field. Dave Justy now pitching. Mario Mendoza now playing shortstop. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stennett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Pepe Manguel. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Ken Singleton now playing right field. Tony Scott now playing left field. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Mendoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Tony Scott. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Sanguillan and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Larry Beitner pinch hits for Larry Parrish. Larry Beitner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beitner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lentz scores. It's Expos, 5, Pirates, 5. Pepe Frias pinch runs for Larry Beitner. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Pepe Frias now playing third base. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates 5. The Expos will come to bat. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray strikes out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stennett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Robertson pinch hits for Dave Justy. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates 5. The Expos will come to bat. Ramon Hernandez now pitching. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lentz hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sanguilan moves to second. Gene Kline's pinch hits for Mario Mendoza. Gene Kline's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline's hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates 5. The Expos will come to bat. Art Howe now playing shortstop. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup is called out on strikes. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Delone pinch hits for Ramon Hernandez. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone takes first base on ball four. Hebner moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Parker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hebner scores. Delone moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Montreal Expos, 5. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.